You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Chicago Bears are counting on a lot of their younger players for offensive improvement, and so far, the development seems to be on track at training camp. Welcome into the Locked On Bears podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I cover the Chicago Bears for Bears Wire. I'm here to bring you your daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Today, we will discuss the different dynamics in the Bears wide receiver room, including the young receiver who seems to be getting a more prominent role thus far and could be set to emerge in 2020. Then we'll hear about David Montgomery's changes this offseason to his diet and his body and why he feels like it will make a big difference this season. And then we'll wrap up with an update from center Cody Whitehair on how the left and right guards are developing next to him and what we can expect from new offensive line coach Juan Castillo. The Bears have a lot of mouths to feed at wide receiver to the point where it doesn't necessarily feel like they even have enough roster spots to go around. I mean, once you get past Allen Robinson, obviously Anthony Miller, your number two wide receiver, and from there, it's pretty wide open. You know, we've seen Javon Wims as a recent seventh-round pick emerge as a legitimate threat on the outside, but hasn't really quite been a dominant player at any point. You've got the last year fourth-round pick, Riley Ridley, who kind of took a redshirt rookie season, everyone increasing expectations for his second year. They signed Ted Ginn in the offseason as a veteran speed deep threat with some connections to Ryan Pace's days with the New Orleans Saints. You still have Cordarrelle Patterson working mostly with the running backs, but could still play some wide receiver in some situations. Not going to be a legitimate number three threat, but still somebody who will command the ball. And all of that leaves out the rookie fifth-round pick, Darnell Mooney, who kind of feels like the odd man out when you just look at it on paper, but apparently, at practice, he's been the guy they've been prioritizing quite a bit among this group of others beyond the top two wide receivers. The early word out of training camp is that Darnell Mooney is actually getting playing time and reps with the starters in three wide receiver sets and getting to go up against this Bears first team defense quite a bit. Not only Buster Screen in the slot, but Kyle Fuller and Kevin Tolliver on the outside, and a lot of different things that Mooney's been able to do and really show off that speed that led the Bears to draft him in the fifth round. And the question kind of becomes, we sort of assumed Ted Ginn would be getting a lot of that role, and I can't help but wonder if perhaps Ted Ginn is going to get that role, but the Bears have been taking it slow with a lot of their veterans in training camp thus far, a lot of them dealing with some soft tissue injuries. We've seen Allen Robinson be sidelined for a few days. That's going to lead some more opportunities for Darnell Mooney. And you wonder if maybe they kind of trust that Ted Ginn is going to be ready to go to be his deep role guy, and if he's dealing with some kind of minor thing too, obviously Darnell Mooney would be the one to step into more of that role. So I'm not quite ready to say Mooney is working with the starters right now, so therefore expect him to be a major, major player in this offense. But I think the fact that they're giving him some of those opportunities, perhaps over guys like Riley Ridley and Javon Wims in some cases, says a lot about how the Bears view Darnell Mooney. And heading into training camp, I was wondering if he would even have a roster spot, that if they try and stash him on the practice squad for this season and, you know, hopefully be able to mentor him, develop him, and kind of have him still around the organization without anybody else stealing him away, because, you know, as a fifth-round pick in no preseason games, no one will have any tape on him, and it seems like this is going to be the kind of year where a lot of quality players are going to be able to be stashed. But given how much work they're giving him and how much interest they seem to be showing in him at these training camp practices, now I'm not so sure. Maybe that's part of the plan with Cordarrelle Patterson playing running back, that you can now keep seven guys at the position of sorts. If you count Cordarrelle Patterson still, you can keep six other wide receivers and Cordarrelle Patterson because he's going to be doing some stuff with the running backs and kind of have him count as half of a wide receiver and half a running back in terms of not wanting to keep too many bodies at the same position. But at the very least, it does bode well for Ryan Pace's draft class so far, with Cole Kmet sounding like he's looking good behind Jimmy Graham. You've got Jalen Johnson injured, but slowly working into that starting lineup, and now Darnell Mooney up in that conversation as well. It's going to be a slow ramp up for all the rookies, and even if Mooney ends up having a role in the offense, I wouldn't expect anything too crazy here, but it's good to see that his development is on track, if not faster than expected, and I imagine he'll get some opportunities this year. It's a question of still him versus Ted Ginn, and it's a little bit too early to put all of our stock in Darnell Mooney with only a few, really 1 week's worth of padded practices and real training camp just yet that hasn't really hit its full stride for the regular season. His speed would be a welcome addition to this offense for sure after what we saw last season, but they're also going to need to get the running game back on track to really be well-rounded. And it sounds like David Montgomery is a bit more well-rounded this year after making some changes in the offseason to better prepare for this year's training camp. We'll get an update from the second-year running back on what he did differently and what feels different this year next on Locked On Bears. One of the big things David Montgomery did this offseason was eat healthier. And it's something we all tell ourselves we're going to do, but it's tough, and especially in our busy lives nowadays with everything going on in 2020, we don't always have time to cook and prepare a perfectly healthy meal. But that's why I love to use DoorDash, because they can bring the healthy food right to me. Ordering is super easy. You just download the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with their new contactless delivery. With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local restaurants or choose from some of your favorite national chains like Chipotle, Qdoba, or Panera. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDON. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. It's never been easier to get the exact car or truck part you need for your vehicle thanks to our friends at RockAuto.com. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years with an insanely deep catalog of parts. It's unique. It's really easy to navigate. You just enter in your vehicle's make and model, and then you can choose between the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. They've got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So whether you're fixing up a classic car in the garage or just want to improve your daily commuter, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Just go to rockauto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. We've heard inklings of a new and improved David Montgomery this offseason, but this week we got finally our first real concrete answers from the young running back himself about what exactly is different. Because it's one thing to just watch a guy run around out there and say, oh, well, he looks a little more explosive and a little more lean, but at the same time, we also haven't seen him run since like last December, so hasn't been a lot to directly compare it to, and sometimes when you get on the field with NFL players, they all look big, fast, and strong. But with Montgomery, he did say that I believe his weight came down, 5 or 6 pounds, but also added some muscle in that. So it's more of a lean mass with some more comfort and explosion in there, with some very intentional changes from Montgomery that I think also show a little bit of a maturity in him. Not that he was immature per se, but just as you go along in your NFL career, you pick up some things from veterans and kind of understand a little bit more the things you need to do to not only be the best player you can possibly be, but also extend and maximize your career as much as possible by taking the best possible care of yourself.
That was a big emphasis for me this offseason, just being sure that I focus on my body maintenance, being sure I put the right things in my body, and being able to cut some weight and be able to, you know, move a little limber, because last year I wasn't moving the way I know I could. For me, I just was a lot slower than I know I could, you know, I was capable of moving it, and it affected the game, you know. I kind of let myself get in the way of myself as far as what I ate last year. I didn't really care. I was a rookie. I just kind of was just eating whatever. But now, like, it's definitely a main vocal point in my everyday life, is just making sure that I put the right things in my body so that I can carry over into the field. I stayed away from a lot of the foods that cause a lot of inflammation. I cut away red meat. I ate a lot of fish and leaner protein, like chicken. I liked a lot of quinoa. So that was pretty, like, a lot of vocal points for the way I ate and, you know, what I chose to fuel myself with for me the off season. So when I went to training, I felt 100%. I didn't feel sluggish. I felt like I was ready to go, and I felt like I benefited from that. For me, year two is definitely a big leap from, of course, from my rookie to my second year. Just being able to understand a lot of stuff I didn't understand as fast last year. It's like understanding the offense more. Knowing, like, concepts, knowing, like, defenses, knowing the personnel. So just being on top of that and being able to, you know, how fast the game was for me last year, seeing it kind of slow down here is pretty cool to see.
Montgomery getting faster while the game slowing down sounds like a great combination. You know, he said last year, for example, or in years past, he said he would eat a lot of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, for example, something that, you know, it's not terrible. I mean, it's not good for you, but it's not, you know, it's not going to kill you necessarily, but not ideal for an NFL running back. Or I think he said, you know, if he was craving a Krispy Kreme donut in the past, he would just go get one and eat it. And now he's being much more disciplined about what he puts in his body, and said he's seeing a lot of impressive results for himself. It feels as good as he's ever felt, and feels like he's going to be better and even more on top of things in year two. The question is, can he avoid the sophomore slump? And perhaps more importantly, can everybody else around him do a better job with the running game? You know, I think last year everybody wanted to pick a scapegoat or pick identify the one problem with the running game. Some people will say it was David Montgomery not doing enough. Some people will say it was the offensive line not blocking well enough. And some people will say it was Matt Nagy not only not calling enough running plays, but also not getting a good scheme and rhythm in his running play calling. And my contention is that it was all three. It was some combination of all three to varying degrees. And I think Montgomery deserves some of the blame for that. And I think having his body in a better position will help with a lot of that. I think the run blocking needs to be a lot better from a lot of the guys that were there last season and are still back. Charles Leno needs to be better. James Daniel, Cody Whitehair, Bobby Massey all need to be better in the running game. And then Matt Nagy and Bill Lazor and the new run game coordinators with the offensive line coach Juan Castillo, they all need to do a better job too. I mean, it has to be a collective group effort here. And sounds like from a physical standpoint, and for the most part from a mental standpoint, David Montgomery has done most of, if not all of, what you wanted him to do this offseason. So now it is up to the other guys. And having a better quarterback play and a better passing game should open things up for the running game as well. It's definitely a symbiotic relationship that way that goes in both directions. But so far, good to hear what we're hearing thus far out of David Montgomery. A lot of eyes are on the offensive line, though, especially with the new offensive line coach supposing to be the solution here, as the Bears see it. They only made one change with a competition at right guard, and then it's the new offensive line coach supposed to have a better group now with largely the same players. And we got to hear from Cody Whitehair for some of his perspective on what Juan Castillo is doing differently, what he can expect as the center with some different responsibilities on this offensive line and this new scheme, and what he's seeing from James Daniels to his left and Jermaine Ifedi to his right. Keep it locked right here on Locked On Bears. if you find that your body maybe doesn't feel quite as good as somebody like David Montgomery, that's okay. Everyone needs a little bit of support to help make it through the day. And luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. Their CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. They also have CBD Recover, which combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like arnica and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. To make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code LOCKEDONNFL at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code LOCKEDONNFL for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD. Cody Whitehair has a unique vantage point for this Bears quarterback competition with both Mitch Trubisky and Nick Foles putting their hands on his butt every day at practice. I don't think anybody else gets to know the quarterbacks quite the same way that Whitehair does. But at the same time, it's so early that he didn't have a lot of interesting things to say about those two in particular, both pretty well going back and forth, and we don't really have any inkling of a front runner at this point in the quarterback competition. But the offensive line questions are a little bit more concrete for us to be able to look at thus far, with a new offensive line coach teaching things a bit differently and adding a different philosophy, style, and scheme to this Chicago Bears running game. It's not going to be the kind of thing that is drastically different. You might not even fully notice it on the field on game days, although if we end up seeing some more eye formation with Cordarrelle Patterson and David Montgomery, like we talked about last week on the podcast, that would be a bit more noticeable. But I think it's more about preparation, philosophy, and game planning with this running game rather than everything we're just going to see on the field. And I thought Whitehair was able to add some interesting perspective about not only what Castillo is doing differently and how he's trying to teach it differently, but also some of the importance he places on Whitehair and his position in particular, as well as some updates on Jermaine Ifedi and James Daniels.
Hey, Cody. Earlier in the week, Juan Castillo talked about putting a lot of responsibility on the center like he always has. And if anybody else screws up, he basically comes to you. How much do you embrace that role in terms of leadership, and what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, he's putting, you know, a lot of trust in me, and that's, you know, that makes me feel pretty good. You know, but as the center, you are the leader. It all starts with your points and your calls. So, you know, we just got to make sure everybody's on the same page and continue the small steps that we're taking.
Hey, Cody, you've had a few different offensive line coaches now since you've been in the league. What about Coach Castillo makes him different? I know everyone says fundamentals, technique, but what about the way he coaches it really has meshed with you guys?
Yeah, you know, he just starts every day with the basic fundamentals. And I think, you know, as long as we keep that up, like we're going to, you know, no matter if it's week one or week 17, just keep working those fundamentals. You know, that's going to help us later down the road. And we're not going to forget, you know, certain little things and the basics of what it means to play O-line as far as our feet and hands. So, you know, we're going to keep doing that, you know, in week one and week 17, and that's going to help us be a better line.
What have you thought about James, how he looks a little different this year, what it's been like, and also Jermaine on the other side? What have been your impressions of him?
You know, I'll start with James. You know, as you can tell, James put on some weight. He's put on some muscle. You know, he's moving really well. He had a great offseason. You know, and you can see that on the field. You know, he's really moving guys, and he's really focusing on his technique. And, you know, he's done a great job. So we look forward to seeing him on Sundays. And then Jermaine, he's a big guy, you know, so that's nice to have him over there. He's a long, you know, his arms are long. He gets on guys, and, you know, that's going to be – he's a powerful guy too, so he's going to help us out as well.
Add James Daniels to the list of off-season workout warriors and guys that look new and improved in training camp, and I always hesitate to put too much stock in that, both with Daniels and David Montgomery, and I'm sure many other players on the roster, because – you're never going to hear them come into camp and say, oh, he had a bad offseason. He looks sloppy and terrible. It's just not something teammates are going to talk about publicly to the media. So I try not to get too caught up in a lot of that. But again, with Daniels, it is noticeable, the muscle mass, particularly, you know, on his arms and being really that much stronger while still maintaining a lot of that mobility, I think can only bode well for him getting a little bit more back on track in year three. But I thought what Cody Whitehair said about the responsibilities of the center position in particular was interesting for a couple of reasons. One, I think it signals that Cody Whitehair is staying at center and James Daniels is not moving to center if the Bears can at all help it this season, that we're not going to see Juan Castillo do any sort of flipping back and forth with those guys, that he needs smart and reliable at center in the middle of his offensive lines, and that is Cody Whitehair to a T. That's not to say that James Daniels isn't smart, but I think that was part of the problem with Daniels at center in recent seasons, was that he didn't quite have the same mastery of protections and making the right calls from the middle of the offensive line. And with that being an extra emphasis in Juan Castillo, I think we can bet on Cody Whitehair staying at center for quite a long time. But the other thing with that that struck me was that the Bears don't really have a true backup center on the offensive line depth chart right now. I mean, there's Sam Mustafa is the true center behind him, but he's one of those names that just has you go, who? I mean, he was an undrafted free agent last year out of Notre Dame, the guy who was in Alex Barr's shadow. But again, Bears don't have his Notre Dame offensive line coach anymore anyway. So no NFL experience at center behind Cody Whitehair on the depth chart. I would guess James Daniels is sort of your backup center if something happens to Cody Whitehair, which again circles back to, well, Daniels struggled a little bit in this area before at center, which is why they want Cody Whitehair there. So I'm a little bit surprised the team didn't put more of an emphasis on getting a veteran backup center, that they would feel a little bit more comfortable making those calls like they had with Ted Larson in recent years. Just somebody that you can trust in case something happens, whether it's an injury or COVID or whatever's going to happen this season. The reliability of every player is a little bit more in question than ever before. Even the most consistent, healthiest, uninjured players, you just never know. So I'm surprised they don't have more of an option at backup center, given the importance that Castillo is placing on that. But clearly he's feeling very comfortable with Cody Whitehair taking on that responsibility. And I think from a protection and making the call standpoint, Whitehair is definitely the one best suited on the roster right now. I know there's been some questions about his consistency with snapping the ball, and I in no way want to downplay those, because those can be fumbles, I mean turnovers from your center when it's not well executed. But I would think a player of Cody Whitehair's caliber, a guy who has been a Pro Bowl caliber offensive lineman, has made the Pro Bowl and deserved to make the Pro Bowl, who's entering, what is this, his fifth year in the NFL? He's age 28. He's been around the block a few times, and I think the snapping issues that he's had in the past, maybe they'll still pop up here and there, but I don't think it's an issue of, or a chronic issue of, like, not knowing how to do it properly. I think sometimes there's a lot going on, and sometimes it slips your mind, and different fundamentals is the key word, I think, that keeps coming back there, that if they focus on the fundamentals of snapping and footwork and hand placement, I think you should be able to mitigate quite a few of those things in this Juan Castillo style. So we've got a lot of moving parts, and they all seem to be moving in the right direction, but it's just a question of whether all of these parts will come together to operate a well-oiled machine in the regular season, or if we're still going to see some of the same offensive line and running game struggles that we saw last year. We'll keep a close eye on how things develop up front as we finish out training camp and get closer to the regular season. So make sure that you subscribe to the Locked On Bears podcast to keep up with all of our daily Chicago Bears news and analysis. Today, I will also be co-hosting the Locked On NFL podcast with Matt Williamson, filling in for Brian Peacock, who I believe is on vacation. So we'll get a little Bears talk. We might even play and use some of that podcast discussion with you here on Locked On Bears as well. But if you don't want to miss any of it, and get a little bit more of that national perspective as well, the Locked On NFL podcast with Matt Williamson. They do a great job when I'm not there, and I'm excited and happy to help out and fill in and get a little bit of a different perspective on this and another voice in the mix of this discussion. Matt might not be a Bears guy, but I'll still make sure that we're able to bear down.